Good morning. The time is 8:07. Overcast skies, more mild conditions in downtown Wausau today. It is the first day of May. May Day! May the 1st of 2024. Overcast skies, 52 degrees at our Bow Falls Radio Studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am the aforementioned Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We got ourselves a really good show coming up. I'm glad you're with us right from the start over the next 2 hours. A couple of very terrific guests coming up at 8:34 to be exact. I was getting confused on my two guests. It's so early. No, it's not that early, but at 8:34 we'll be joined by Hans Breitenmoser, and you've heard Hans on a regular basis on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, but today we're going to be talking about fare maps. And the thing about it is something I found out, actually. There recently was Nancy Stensel, of course, has been on this program and other programs, including Pat's show as well, on Civic Media. Sent me a note, and talking about recently they had a Fair Maps retreat here in Wausau. And to be honest with you, I thought, hey, we got the new Fair Maps. Everything's hunky-dory. Well, Nancy pointed out to me that that is a good thing, that we do have more Fair Maps. Maybe not even to the limit that the truly fair maps, but what do we do from here? And again, there's nothing that's going to stop those who had the unfair maps in effect for more than a decade in this state to come back and try to push it through yet again, especially should the next time around after the next census, there's still a majority of Republicans, and maybe at that point there's a Republican governor as well. So going to talk a little bit more about where we stand. What are the good aspects? Obviously, there are a lot of good aspects in terms of the new maps going into the 2024 election. But also, we have to keep our eye on the ball in terms of making sure that we don't go backwards at some point in the near future. So we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about that. And then coming up in the second hour, we're going to have, I think, a pretty good example of what fairer maps mean in the state of Wisconsin. Because when you have more opportunity for a fair discussion of the issues, a fair opportunity for both parties to be able to win seats throughout the state of Wisconsin, you get better candidates. And right here in central Wisconsin, in the 85th Assembly District, we got ourselves a very good candidate who's thrown his hat into the ring, and that's Yi Leng Zhang. And we had Yi on previously, and we're going to talk this time around about this campaign for the 85th Assembly. He is a very busy guy to begin with in terms of his work on the Marathon County Board and the DC Everest School Board, and as a leader of the Hmong community here in Wausau. But now Yi Leng Zhang wants to be your next 85th Assembly District representative. So we'll talk about the issues that he is focusing on in his race as we get now into May. I mean, when you think about it, we're now into May. We're going to be into the summer months, into the convention season. We're going to really be then, there's going to be primaries for contested races in the fall elections. And then, of course, will be the general election in November. So as quickly as this year is going by, we're really going to get into the heat of election season. And it'll be great to talk to Yi Leng Zhang coming up at 9:20 this morning here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. At this point, I'm still expecting to be joined by Brittany Merlot at 8:20 this morning to talk about the weather. I've not heard anything from Brittany to say otherwise. I did not hear her, though, on Pat Kreitlow's show. She's usually on in the first segment of the 7 o'clock hour. She was not on this morning. So I'm assuming that Brittany will be with us coming up at 8:20 to talk about the weather. It was interesting. Yesterday was a really nice afternoon. I had a ball game broadcast, and for the first time, I think this year, I was able to wear a short sleeve shirt and actually broadcast the game without being bundled up. It was a really nice afternoon, but then I'm in bed last night. I don't know if you heard it as well, Ian, that and we'll be introducing Ian here in a moment, but last night I woke up and I could hear it was really heavy rain, it sounded like. I don't know. Maybe you're maybe you're a deep sleeper. I'm always waking up.
Yeah, I was, because I did not hear that.
But it sounded like some deep, heavy rain, and it sounds like we're going to get some significant rain, especially tomorrow. So we'll get all the details on that with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. So again, Hans Breiten Moser at 8:34. Yi Leng Zhang at 9:20, all coming up here on this Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And also, again, I mentioned the fact, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But also, you can, again, join us by going to our Facebook page or our X page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page, Bow Falls Radio X page, and then you can see our video stream, and you can also make comments and join us with your comments on our video stream page. And also, again, you can either call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And one reason as well to go to the stream is to, at the bottom of the screen, you see a scroll with a number to call or text us at. So you heard his voice already, but let's properly introduce Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer and producer. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad. Wait, how about that Bucks game last night? I was actually tuning into it after I got home from rehearsal, because I was worried about the Bucks, and I was praying for them. I was watching the game, like, holy smokes, they're actually ahead. And then I didn't see the end of the game.
It was such a late start. It was weird, because I got home, you know, after doing my broadcast, and I get home, and I'm thinking the game must be already on. I'm thinking it must be probably into the second half already, and I'd forgotten that they played a game that did not tip off until after 8:30.
Oh.
So it was like, and you're right. I mean, it got to the Bucks were well in control in the fourth quarter. I said, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. It was nice to be able to go to sleep knowing that they were in good shape. But I got an interesting stat about that game last night. In the history of the NBA, never before until last night when the Bucks defeated Indiana had a team won a playoff game without their two top scorers from the regular season, where their two top scorers from the regular season did not play in the game. No team had ever won a playoff game in that circumstance where they were missing their leading scorer, in the case of the Bucks, Giannis, and their second leading scorer, Damian Lillard. Nobody had ever done that in the NBA in the history of the league until last night. And not only did they win, they won by a big margin.
Yeah.
And to do that. So now they get an opportunity to go to Indiana tomorrow. It's weird because last night was an 8:30 game. Tomorrow they're playing at 5:30. It's like you never know what time they're playing at. But
you never do.
I think that they're now in a situation where the pressure is off Milwaukee. The pressure is on Indiana. Because if Indiana doesn't win tomorrow, then they go back to Milwaukee for the seventh game on Saturday. So I'm thinking Indiana's got the pressure that they want to finish it off in Indiana on their home court, not have to go on the road for game seven. But when that pressure's on, that rim gets a little tighter. It gets a little bit more difficult. You start to squeeze the basketball a little bit more. So now 3-2, and I think the Bucks have a little bit of momentum. But it would be such a game changer if tomorrow, when the game starts and they're introducing the starting lineups, and they say, and starting at forward, Giannis. If he could come back. I know that we're just waiting. It's always been, it seems like, doubtful, then he's out.
Has there been any updates on his injury about how he's doing?
Well, it sounds like day-to-day that, you know, they're just – and the injury, again, when it first occurred, they said it was a 2-4 week injury. So right now we're about 3 weeks, I think, a little more than 3 weeks. So we're sort of in the middle there. But at the same time, somebody with his physical gifts – if he's not able to be as physical, it doesn't serve the purpose. And I understand trying to tough it out. They always say, tough it out. But if you're not physically able to do it, you're not going to help your team either. So hopefully he's up to the level of being able to play. But that would be just such a lift emotionally for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would also be a stab to the heart of Indiana if they saw, oh, boy, after missing the first 5 games, now – one of the best players in the NBA, one of the best players in NBA history is coming back. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow night. So the Bucks finally able to get that little bit of momentum. And, again, 5:30 tomorrow, game number 6. But yeah, well, you're right. Yeah. I mean, it was a really, and again, those guys really stepped up. They're so shorthanded. I mean, when you're missing,
oh yeah,
you're missing about 70, $80 million of salary right there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. Those are the guys you're paying to win playoff games and win playoff series and playing without them. But Chris Middleton has just been amazing in this series. Again, last night, 29. Bobby Portis, after getting ejected in game 4, he bounced back big time with 29 points as well. So again, I think it's gonna be exciting tomorrow night, and hopefully the Bucks are able to get game 6 and then come back to Pfizer Forum for a game number 7.
Maybe Damian Lillard will come back as well.
Right, yeah, he's got that.
What was his injury again?
He's got an Achilles issue.
Oh.
But you got to be careful with that because, painful. Yeah, if you blow that out, that's a tough one to come back from. So if you're having some issues with it, so you got to be very, very careful.
He can't really play on one leg, can he?
Yeah, in the NBA, the physical aspect is so vitally important. But
absolutely.
How did the rehearsal go last night?
It was a very productive rehearsal. We finished the blocking of the first act. And it took a little bit longer because there's quite a few scenes in the first act, and there's a lot of character interaction and a lot of lines and a lot of funny moments as well.
Very good.
It was
good.
Very nice to work through those funny moments because we were all laughing pretty good.
Well,
especially by the end of the night.
Into the month of May, so that means the show month.
Oh.
So
absolutely.
Beginning of May, but then at the end of May, you're actually on stage. So again, was Wausau Community Theater. Anything goes, right?
Anything goes.
So
that's right.
Get those tickets, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer and closer with Ian. Has got another big part in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Person that has a big part in our show is Brittany Merlot, and Brittany will be coming up next. We'll talk about the weather as we get set for what looks like a pretty good Wednesday. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The Chad Holmes Show. The time is almost 8:19. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. No, Brittany. I'm not sure where Brittany is off to today. Again, I mentioned that normally I'm getting ready for work, and I'm tuned into Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, which is on right before us. And she joins Pat weekday mornings in the first part of the 7 o'clock hour, and did not hear her today. And usually sends a note, but I have not heard from Brittany so far. But I know she's been very, very busy. They keep her busy doing the weather, obviously, number one. Mm-hmm. But she's also doing a lot of news coverage for us here in the Wausau area. So Brittany Merlot has not joined us yet. If she pops on, we'll definitely get her on. But weather-wise, again, yesterday was a really nice day. It was really great to, and actually, it started off chilly yet. I mean, when we were here yesterday morning, and even to lunchtime, I still felt like a little bit of a nip in the air. And then as we got into the afternoon, and I drove down to Wisconsin Rapids for a high school softball broadcast, and by the time I got there, it was like 68 degrees. I'm thinking, man, this is warm. I can take off the jacket and really enjoy it. So yesterday, it was a nice day, and it looks like it's going to be another nice one today. Maybe not quite as warm. But again, we had the nice day in the afternoon. It was actually the right kind of weather because you like to have that weather where it's dry and it doesn't affect your outdoor activities during the daytime hours or even the evening hours. And then you get the rain in the overnight. And we got the rain in the overnight. And now when I was driving in, some of the roads were wet because of the rain that we got in the early morning hours.
Yep.
But now for the rest of today, it looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather. There is a chance of sprinkles with the overcast skies early on. But for the most part, mostly cloudy today, a high reaching 62 degrees. Those winds are going to kick up again. Boy, again, it seems like we've been had so many windy days, and it looks like this will be another windy afternoon. West wind 16 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 41. West-northwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. And then some really significant rain will be moving in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Showers tomorrow. Thunderstorms also possible in the late afternoon. It's going to be cooler as well tomorrow, high near 55 degrees. East winds 5 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. Look for new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except for higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, the showers and possibly a thunderstorm continue before 4 a.m., then showers likely, a low of 48, but then a gorgeous day for Friday. Going to really wrap up the work week in a big way. Friday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 68 degrees, so be able to finished up work and folks can go out there and play golf or play tennis or just enjoy a great Friday fish fry, whatever it may be. It looks like a beautiful day coming up Friday. Mostly sunny, 68. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. And then for the weekend, partly sunny Saturday. There is a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m. and a high near 64. But then a gorgeous Sunday, sunny and 67 degrees. So it's basically spring. You have moments where it's nice, then you have moments it's wet. So getting everything in the next number of days here in the Wausau area. Right now, overcast skies, 52 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the west at 13 miles per hour, but we are starting to get some of those gusts. Gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. The dew point is 45, relative humidity of 77%. The barometer at 29.73 inches. Visibility is 10 miles. So hopefully we'll get Brittany back. I can give you the weather, but I don't do it in the style that Brittany does.
Yeah.
But she has been very busy. And again, want to remind you that make sure you go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, because Brittany Merlot, along with others on our news team, put together a newsletter every week. It's got the news information, the headlines are there. It's got events coming up on the weekend. It talks about everything. Mm-hmm. And be real easy. Just go to bowfallsradio.com, and at the top of the screen, there's a green box that says join the newsletter. That's all you have to do. Join the newsletter. And there's also on the front page of our website a local news roundup. Not all the stations. We're fortunate that we're one of the stations on Civic Media that has a news roundup focusing on our area news. And Brittany puts that together as well. And you can listen to that by going to the front page of our Bow Falls Radio website. Also want to remind folks that because of the weather tomorrow, normally Wednesday, I get an opportunity to go home, have dinner at a normal time. Mm-hmm. But today I got another ball game because the game between Wausau West and Stevens Point that we were scheduled to bring you tomorrow has been moved up. It's been moved up 24 hours because today's weather is much better than tomorrow's weather. They saw the weather forecast and said, you know, the odds are we're not going to be able to get it in tomorrow late afternoon, early evening. So we're going to move it up. They moved it up to today. 5 o'clock, Wausau West hosting Stevens Point. Again, we will have the game for you right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. So Wednesday baseball. Usually don't have Wednesday baseball, Wednesday sports coverage for the high schools. They usually shutter down because the tradition is you have religious education classes on Wednesday evenings, right. Uh-huh. So they try to keep that clear. But in this case, we're getting into the month of May, and in fact, it's only about 2 weeks away from the start of the softball playoffs. I mean, this season goes by so very quickly. And softball playoffs begin, and then the baseball playoffs begin, and then all of a sudden it's graduation, and get a little break from the high schools before we get back into the football season in mid to late August. But we're heading down the stretch of high school sports, and as I have said, what do I always say? What do I tell the folks here about our high school sports coverage?
We are the... I'm sure get this right.
We are very proud.
Very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that covers high school sports.
Bingo. Very, very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. The other guys down the street said, we don't care. We're heartless. We're not bringing you the games for these student athletes that do so much for our community.
We are very happy to do those games.
Yep, we
are. All throughout the year, every type of game, every season, it doesn't matter what weather, as long as it's not snow.
That's exactly. Hey, I've been out in the snow sometimes late in the football season. So even then, like the mailman, whether it's rain, sleet, snow, whatever the weather conditions, exactly. We are out there. And again, Wausau West, Newman Catholic, Marathon High School Sports. Today, Wausau West against Stevens Point. Tomorrow and Friday, scheduled for Marathon. Friday, for sure, looks like the weather's good. But even tomorrow, should the weather break, Marathon in Auburndale and high school baseball. But baseball with the Red Raiders tomorrow and Friday. Coming up, information update, and then Hans Brighton Moser will be joining us talking about fair maps. The time is 8:29, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, on this Wednesday, the first day of May, 2024. Time is 8:34. Again, 52 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And very happy to welcome to the program a person that you often hear on the program right before ours on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Joins Pat so very often, Hans Brighton Moser. And Hans, first of all, thank you for spending a few minutes with me here today.
Not at all. My pleasure, Chad. Thank you.
And today we're here to talk about fair maps. And I know that, and I mentioned earlier in the program that our mutual friend Nancy Stenzel sent me a note talking about this issue because, and frankly, I was very glad to see it because I have to admit that once that we had the maps get changed that to more fair maps, maybe not perfect maps, but more fair maps, that, okay, in a sense, the job was done. But Nancy kind of pointed out that the job isn't done and that you and her and others that are involved in this issue recently had a retreat talking about this issue. What, I guess to begin with, the job isn't done, is it?
No, it's not, Chad. You know, having the governor sign the maps that he signed, getting those maps the law of the land, was a huge step in the right direction. It really moved the needle in the right way. But ultimately, what the Fair Maps Coalition people and people in this fight have been saying for years, and I apologize, my dog's growling in the background.
Hey, every voice needs to be heard.
So what we've been talking about in the Fair Maps movement all along was to get a nonpartisan procedure for drawing these lines. So what we have now is we have fair maps in terms of the Assembly and Senate district maps in the state of Wisconsin. But for the other thing to remember is that we still don't have ungerrymandered U.S. congressional district maps. And ultimately, what our goal is to have a nonpartisan procedure, which is to say something that doesn't put party politics at the forefront. It doesn't have party bosses and lawyers drawing these maps to begin with, but rather, you know, similar to something that Iowa has adopted years ago. But remembering that it has to be transparent. And it has to get people involved all around the state, and it has to leave political bias out of it. That's what we're going for, and we don't have that yet.
And also, I think in a number of ways that what you're saying is that if nothing changes in terms of the way that we actually do put together these maps after every census, that we could just as easily get another group of, let's, for argument's sake, say Republicans in the majority of both houses of the legislature, and then perhaps at that point there's a Republican elected governor, all of a sudden there's really nothing that would stop them from doing what they had done for more than a decade.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's important to point out, too, that you know, there are people in other states who are gerrymandered by Democrats who are suffering under the same situation. So I don't mean to throw any political party under the bus. We happen to be gerrymandered severely by the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. That's no secret. Everybody gets that. Everybody understands that. But I think it's also important to look back at our history and remind ourselves that when the Democrats were fully in power in the state of Wisconsin, they had the capacity at that time to enshrine into the Constitution, make the law of the land a nonpartisan procedure, but they chose not to for political reasons, and it bit them in the rear end big time, like for, you know, over a decade now. So this is, but the people that are sincerely interested in fair maps and not interested in politics, but interested in good public policy that comes from having maps that were drawn in an effort to keep communities of interest together and so forth, and not specifically drawn to, advantage one political club or another. Those of us who are interested in that are sincerely interested in electing people this time around in the Assembly and in the Senate, regardless if they're Democrats or Republicans. But the question we should be asking these would-be policymakers, these candidates for office, is where do you stand on fair maps? And if they are in favor of a nonpartisan procedure that gets political parties out of the equation, then by God, those are the people that we should elect and then hold their feet to the fire when, in fact, they do get into office.
Well, you just gave me another question to ask Yi Leng Zhang when he joins me in the next hour of the program running for the 85th.
Don't let him off the hook.
Along those lines, and I think you kind of hit a very important point in terms of both parties, and fair maps bring better candidates. And for both parties, not just Democrats, who now may think in the state of Wisconsin they have a more equitable chance of being elected, but also it would bring better candidates for the Republican Party as well, because you're not going to be targeting a sliver or the most active members of your party because it's a safe seat. So you're more worried about kowtowing to maybe the fringes of a party because you're more worried about being primary than maybe the general election. Fair maps just bring better candidates, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're right. I think it does. The elections that we have now, in all honesty, happen during the primary season. It's who can go farthest to the left or who can go farthest to the right, depending on the district that they live in, because the districts were drawn in such a manner to favor those folks who really, toe that party line. With fair maps, we're going to have less of the issues of political party bosses, operating from the top down. The assembly people in our districts won't be as afraid of their political party bosses. They will feel some latitude to do what they want because they won't have to be worrying about getting primaried so much. So it does improve the candidate pool significantly. I think it also improves the candidate pool because there are going to be would-be candidates out there who have maybe been thinking about running for office for a long time, but looked at the maps and knew that they were drawn specifically to keep them out of office, that they're going to be able to say, hey, this makes sense for me to run. This isn't a wasted effort. This is, this makes a lot of sense. So I think it's going to improve candidates all across the state of Wisconsin. I sincerely do.
Again, we're talking to Hans Breiten Moser about fair maps here on Bofalls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Another aspect, even beyond elections, there's I hate using the term trickle-down, but there's a trickle-down effect on public policy. And I think it shows today. One of the big national stories is in the state of Florida, this new 6-week abortion ban being put into effect. You see more radical policy getting pushed through because you have candidates who then become elected officials who are, again, not probably within the mainstream of the voting electorate of any state. And if you have, again, these candidates who are, again, as I said, kowtowing maybe to fringe elements of their own party, you get a lot of policy that maybe a great majority of the folks within the state aren't behind.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and we've seen it so much in the state of Wisconsin on several issues, healthcare being, you know, among the biggest. We're not getting the public policy we're asking for because our politicians for the last 10 years haven't had to do that, haven't had to give us the policy that we're asking for because they knew they would easily, the incumbents would easily get elected again without doing what people are in fact asking them to do. And, you know, the other interesting issue here that I would point out to candidates running for office for the Assembly and for the Senate, regardless if they're Republicans or Democrats, when you look at the issue of gerrymandering and how well referendums did all over the state of Wisconsin when people were allowed to vote on the issue and in terms of having those referendums, every county that they were in passed handily these referendums to say we need a nonpartisan procedure, and poll after poll suggested that Wisconsinites, regardless of their political leanings otherwise, wanted a nonpartisan procedure. So if I was running for office, I would be running on the platform of I will give you fair maps. Because it's a winning idea, because people want it regardless of their other political beliefs.
Going back to what has happened in the past year where again, the court struck down the previous maps and now we have different maps going to 2024, there is that, I think, this natural inclination to think, hey, okay, the problem's been fixed. But as you said, as we started, it has not been fixed. Do you hear politicians talking about the next step, which would be changing the way that we draw up maps after every census to actually pass further legislation, as you said, to have some sort of nonpartisan body, whether it is similar to what they do in Iowa or some other idea to change so we don't have a slide back the next time around where we draw the maps? Are you hearing that? Because I imagine that's one of the important aspects that people like yourself and the people that you're working with is to ultimately have a more permanent change in the way that we put together these districts.
Yeah, absolutely. We need a permanent change for all the reasons we talked about before. As far as hearing politicians talking about it, the answer is not enough. Right. Not enough, Chad. I think that's where we come in. That's why I'm on your show today, and that's where you and I and our neighbors and everybody, we have to be talking about this so that our would-be candidates understand that this is an important issue to us and that they make it an issue to run on. And I think it's a winning issue. I'm certain of that. But it has to be, it's not going to happen all by itself. Grassroots Republicans and Democrats need to talk about this in a big way to make sure that those who we would elect understand that this is an important part of keeping our democracy healthy and moving forward without such absolute political bias. And as a result, we're going to get better candidates, and we're going to get better public policy. And wouldn't it be nice to know that our representatives are going to Madison with the attitude that they're going to try and get things done? What we hear from politicians now so much is, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight. Well, yeah, I get that to a point, but maybe you guys should stop fighting for 2 seconds and actually listen to one another and come to some consensus and agreement so that we can move the needle on some of these issues instead of having, manufactured issues blow up every 5 minutes on Twitter and not get anything of any substance done.
And basically getting back to the basics of, as you said, our whole system of democracy is a battle of ideas. And I think in a lot of ways, when it comes to this kind of process, in terms of how the lines are set up and again, not getting, I would call, fairly representative candidates and elected officials, we could go back when you have fair opportunities for Republicans and Democrats and independents, whoever else wants to run, you get back to the battle of ideas, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think the arguments and the debate becomes a lot smarter.
Yep.
There's just less vitriol, and I think there's less grandstanding, because now again these politicians are playing to their base as much as they can, because they know that that's how they get back into office again. And so you've got people running to begin with who are, I think, prone to grandstanding and interested in, in that kind of nonsense and so forth. So you don't get that good, healthy debate about real issues. And what we find out typically is that, a lot of the issues that we deal with are very similar between the Wausau area and the, Eau Claire area and the rural areas and the urban areas. Yes, we have differences. There's no doubt about that. But I think there are more things that we have in common than we don't. So I think that's important to remember. And the other thing that I think we have to talk about, Chad, is just communities of interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
These maps now, with the Assembly and Senate maps now, are far better at keeping communities of interest intact, whereas the other ones made no bones about splitting communities of interest in half in an effort to get a political, bias going.
30 seconds here, Hans. For people who may not be, have not thought about it as much as you and others within your group, what do they need to think about here? What should they do to help make this change?
Well, as I said earlier, I think we're in a political season now. So the beauty of our country is we get to talk to our representatives or our would-be representatives. So make this an issue. Talk to them about it. Regardless of how you feel about guns and gays and minimum wage and climate change, ask them, where do you stand on a nonpartisan procedure? And then don't let them BS you, because they're going to come up with some nonsense about having bureaucrats draw these lines instead of elected officials.
Thank you, Hans. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I hated the way that we finished that last segment, where we got cut off by a heartbreak, but we got Hans Breitenmoser back with us for just a few moments. I didn't want to interrupt how we were finishing off, because it is important that within our system, that the only way that true change occurs is from the grassroots. Where the folks who are either running for office or currently in office hear that this issue is important. Because if we just sit back and think, well, yeah, it would be nice to have opportunities for everybody to be elected, to have maps that are fair, that's one thing. But unless you actually talk to the folks that are representing you or talk to the folks that are running here in 2024, nothing happens. That is the whole core of our system, isn't it?
Absolutely. Remember, Martin Luther King once said, change doesn't roll in on the wheels of inevitability. It comes with constant struggle. And that sounds pretty dramatic, but it's sort of true, right? Because if any of these things, if we let them slide, they will slide backwards. So we have to constantly be engaged. So talk to your would-be representatives and talk to your incumbent representatives and say, this is an issue that we want straightened out for good. We're tired of spending taxpayer dollars. We stuck over $4 million bucks into bad maps in the past, trying to defend them. So we're tired of spending taxpayer dollars on this. Let's just get it right and keep it right.
And I guess, one other note I would make is we go back to when the previous maps were put in, and there was one person that said, hey, these are good maps. And that was, of course, Representative Voss. Wouldn't it be nice to have a set of maps where during the hearings you had a line right down the hall that said, hey, we like this. This is fair. This is good for Wisconsin democracy. This is good for getting things accomplished. This is good for having the best people serve the constituents of this state. Having one person say, oh, this set of maps works. That, again, it comes. We're about to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 2026. When we get to that point, when we're hopefully having a big celebration for our country and what it means, it has to be where the people feel like they're being listened to. And maps is a huge factor in making sure that each of the constituents is listened to, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's the issue. I mean, it goes hand in hand with money in politics. But if we can get this map thing right, then that solves a lot of other problems. That solves a lot of other problems for sure.
And finally, for people that may want to find more information or get connected with folks like yourself that are fighting this issue and trying to make things better for everybody here in the state of Wisconsin, any suggestions on where they should look, maybe how to get more involved? Because sometimes I think people may want to get involved, but they don't know how to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of good organizations that have been talking about fair maps for years, League of Women Voters, mm-hmm. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But the Fair Maps Coalition is an organization built of other organizations and representatives from other organizations who have been working on this specific issue for, you know, kind of exclusively voter rights and fair maps. So the Fair Maps Coalition is a good place to start.
Sounds good. Well, Hans, again, thank you very much for coming on. Really, again, I think it's important to put out the blowhorn and talk about this, because I do think people think, well, we kind of fixed it. Well, there's still a lot that has to be done, and it's great to talk about this issue, and hopefully we'll get you back and talk more about that.
Thanks a lot, Chad. I really appreciate the opportunity. And next time I'm on, if you'll have me, I'll make sure my dog is in the other room.
No, it adds ambiance. That's the way you look at it. It adds ambiance. So Hans Breitenmoser, thanks again, Hans, and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Chad.
Again, really important stuff. And again, I and Ian, really quickly, it's like I'm really glad Nancy reached out, because, again, when you hear that about last year, the courts overturned the previous maps, and then the governor put forth his plan, and ultimately it got signed into law. Okay, it's all done. No, it's not all done. It's one of those situations where I think, again, Hans hit on the head, where we need to have a better system the next time around, after we have the next census and when we put together the maps, where it's too easy. And he hit it on the head as well, where it's not just a one-party problem. Here in Wisconsin, obviously, it was an issue for the most part when it came to more along the lines of the Republicans, because the Republicans had the power to put these maps together. And, of course, at the time, they had control of both houses of the state legislature. And we, at that point, it was still, it's just one of those situations where you have to be involved. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just thought it was very interesting. And again, it's exciting to see better candidates. Like, it's going to be great to talk to Yi Leng Zhang coming up in the next hour. He's running for the 85th Assembly District. We're seeing all around the state of Wisconsin better candidates running for office, because they feel like they're going to get a fair shake when it comes to being elected. And I think it's going to be, it will lead to better candidates. There'll be lead to better representatives. It's going to be leading to a better policy as well. So, again, people need to, when they're talking to candidates, say, are you willing to vote for a change in the system where we have nonpartisan boundary lines set for every 10 years and for every election cycle then? So again, very interesting stuff, and I'm glad to be able to talk to Hans Breitenmoser about that.
Absolutely.
Again, coming up in the next hour, we will talk to one of those candidates that is running for office again here in a big election year. So much going on in 2024 and here in central Wisconsin in the 85th Assembly District. Yi Leng Zhang announced his candidacy last month and is now in the midst of his campaign. As we've talked to him in the past, a very busy guy, a guy that's done so much good within the community, whether as a leader of the Hmong community, as a member of the D.C. Everest School Board, as a member of the Marathon County Board. So Yi Leng Zhang coming up at 9:20 this morning. Coming up at the top of the hour, again, it will be a look at news, weather, and sports. Find out what's going on around the area, around the state, around the country, and around the world. Lots going on in terms of the headlines, so we'll get you up to speed on that. And then it's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. And again, mark this number down. Get involved in the show, 715-382-9000. 9297. We'd love to hear your thoughts, whether it's on Fair Maps, whether it's on any of the other stories that you're following. 715-382-9297. You can call us or even text us. If you have some thoughts you want to text us with, we'll pass those along. And again, go to our Facebook page and our X page, bring up the stream, and you can put your comments up there as well, and we'll respond. Hour 2 straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.